Reading is from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, 1 to 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him, and without Him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in Him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believe in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth.
This young guy is named Hideo Onoda. He fought for the Japanese Army in World War II. That's not unusual. What was unusual is that he didn't stop fighting. You see, he was put on the island of the Philippines in about 1944. It was actually Christmas Day. And he was sent there to stand and fight against the tyranny of the Americans, as they were called. And he was trained in guerrilla tactics. And he went off to an island in the Philippines, and he fought and fought. And all of a sudden, the summer of 1945 came, and he noticed there wasn't a lot of airplanes flying by. There wasn't explosions, but the war must still be going on, he thought. The great Japan would never surrender. Years passed, and he ended up starting to kill cattle to feed himself. So the Filipino police went out to try and catch him. He killed them, thinking they were soldiers against him. And he had five other gentlemen with him doing this. And he lived in a subsistence lifestyle because he couldn't believe the war was over. The Japanese government, hearing about this and having the Filipinos beg them to get this guy to stop, sent these messages. I don't know what it says, but you probably have better Japanese than I. But what it does say is that the war is over. You can quit. You don't have to keep fighting. It's over. It took till 1974 till he believed it. Every one of his mates had been killed or starved to death. He had been living in a hell. And some Japanese person who was into hippie culture, a guy named Suzuki, went there, took the risk, and finally informed him. And he said, "I will only believe it if someone comes and tells me in authority." And so they sent his commanding officer, and in 1974, he laid down his arms. You might think, what a silly story, Emery, for Christmas, but I actually think this is the most Christmas story, at least how we interact with God. You see, what we misunderstand about Christmas is not about yummy candies, as much as we enjoy that. It's not about family, which some of us enjoy. Thank you. It's not even about religion. It's about a rescue mission from a God that was out to bring peace to a people who were at war with him. Right from the beginning, humanity has been at war with God. And this was the moment where somebody in authority said, peace. John described it this way, and it was so well read by Alan. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. They opposed him. He came to what was his own, the Jews, and they, people, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. He sent peace papers through himself. He showed in that one moment when he became a child, as crazy as that might be for you to understand, by him becoming God, becoming man, by God incarnating himself, he said to us as human beings, the war's over. I'm giving it all to you. Martin Luther said this, the incarnation is proof that God is not against us. So many people live their lives day in and day out thinking God's mad at them. God's angry with something they've done. Well, Christmas is a time I can tell you, you sing joy to the world because he's not. It's a time where you can celebrate because he has said yes to us in a cow shed. Every Sunday, we send out these messages. We drop them from a plane. People say, why do we get up and preach? Because every Sunday we get to say peace from God. Every Christmas Eve we get to say peace from God. And the question is not whether God wants us to send this message. It's going to keep coming. It's what will you hear? Will you be like the soldiers that sat there and thought, there's no way this God could be so good? There's no way there's peace. There's got to be war. That's how most people react to it. And they live in hell. Not a hell when you die, a hell now without peace and hope. That's the truth about what Christmas Eve really is. Christmas Eve is a story about your freedom. Karl Barth said this. It's one of my favorites. This is the secret of Christmas, that God in Christ lived our life, bore its chain, suffered its grief, and died its death, so that all things that must be done to us are already done by him. All tribulation is over, already done with, already transcended into resurrection, ascension, and eternal triumph. All seeking, striving, desiring, and hurrying has already reached the goal, is already crowned and made perfect. In other words, in Christ on that day, the war was over. Tonight, how you face Christmas Eve will be dictated on what you think of that message that's just been dropped to you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you would do the incredible, that you would empty yourself and come amongst us, not because you had to, but because you willed to. We thank you that you, through the miracle of the incarnation, walked amongst us, embraced the weak and the broken, the nobodies like us, and you said peace. We thank you for your cross, where you took it all upon yourself. And we thank you for the resurrection that guarantees us who embrace this peace, eternal life. May you fill us with your Spirit as we worship the rest of this time and throughout this year, and remind us that you are for us, that you are the God who yells out peace. And may we have ears to hear and eyes to see. In Jesus' name, amen.